US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Ender. A little bit of extra spending money by the sounds of things for Ender over the weekend. That's nice. 9221882. The rumour file is open. Bob Tarlow's open for business as well from Los Angeles this morning. Hello, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Basil, and happy Friday to you and to Steve. North Korea is spelling out in considerable detail now its plan to land missiles in waters close to the American Pacific outpost of Guam. The Kim Jong-un regime is calling President Trump's fire and fury remarks nonsense, claiming the president himself is going senile. A couple of hours ago, at his New Jersey golf club, Trump was strongly defending those very same comments.
First time they've heard it like they heard it. Frankly, the people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough.
From Pyongyang, that's from the latest North Korean broadcast, made, it was said, in the name of the general who heads its rocket command. He warned the North is preparing a plan to fire four of its Hwasong-12 missiles over Japan and into the waters around Guam. They would be aimed, the general said, to hit waters 30 to 40 kilometers away from Guam. The missiles, he said, would take 17 minutes from launch to landing. And Steve, he says they'll be ready to go later this month.
What's the latest feeling on Guam? And also, what's Trump said in relation to if the North Koreans do fire some missiles?
All right. First, to answer your question about Guam, residents are shaking, but they're certainly not panicking.
Actually, I've been looking at the news last night, and it's pretty crazy. I think it's a really big problem for us.
We have little kids, you know, that they don't know what's going on, and what is the president doing to protect us?
And today, reporters took the chance to ask Trump what Kim Jong-un can expect in return if he dares to go ahead with his strike.
We don't talk about that. I never do. The people of our country are safe. Our allies are safe. And I will tell you this. North Korea better get their act together or they're going to be in trouble like few nations ever have been in trouble in this world.
The tough talk from both sides was enough to rattle Wall Street. Trump's comments came about an hour before the markets closed here, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the session down nearly 205 points. Echoing the grim mood, the S&P 500 closed off 35, the NASDAQ shed 135, and Steve and Basil, that will not be encouraging news for the closing prices of your share markets.
No, one, as we know, what's the saying, Millsy? They catch a cold, we sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens?
They sneeze, we catch a cold.
Oh, they sneeze, we catch a cold. Now, wouldn't it be the other way around?
Depends which way you want to look at it.